Merry Christmas Eve, folks. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. The Holiday Booze and Lose It campaign is underway through January 5th. After a banner year for seatbelt usage in the state, driving while impaired citations have gone up this fall. Highway Patrol and local law enforcement are conducting sobriety checkpoints on both major and secondary roads to cut down on drunk driving during the holidays. And folks, we always tell you, if you're going to drink, please, please don't drive. Governor Roy Cooper and Governor-elect Josh Stein filed a lawsuit Monday challenging legislation that changes appointments and the composition of state and local elections boards. Senate Bill 382 was passed over Cooper's veto and strips much of the governor's power over the elections boards, transferring them to the state auditor. We have some great news to share today. Harlem, the pit bull mix who was found tied to a tree, has been adopted. Harlem's new owner, Michael Elliott, happens to be the son of Miss Maria Elliott, who also runs a dog grooming business. Harlem has settled into his home just in time for Christmas. He's still under a vet's care, and like good dogs everywhere, he has his very own chair and is part of the family. We had a quick conversation with the original Wifeful Santa on Monday. He said he appreciates all the visitors to his house this year, as well as the friends he saw at all the parades and events where he was a special guest. Santa will be visiting us this weekend on the Columbus Connection for a wrap-up on this year's holiday happenings. Speaking of Santa Claus, he's in the process of finishing up over Eastern Europe right now, according to sources that are very close to the big guy. He wants to remind all the good little kids everywhere to make sure that you hit bed early tonight so you can get up and enjoy Christmas morning. You might even try to be a little bit quiet and let mom and dad have a few extra minutes in bed before you start all the festivities. A 15-year Christmas tradition south of Whiteville can almost be seen from space. Since 2009, Corey Lee's family has decorated their home at 720 New Britain Highway with what may be the largest Christmas display in the county. The Leesville show is free. There's more than 50,000 lights over four homes. The lights go on at 5 p.m. every day. They turn off at 11. This will go on through Old Christmas, which is January 5th. The Blood Connection is hosting a Jenna Jenkins Scholarship Drive December 30th from 1 until 6 p.m. in Chavern. Donors will receive up to $50 in reward for participating. Look for more on this story online. Hunting season is in for most waterfowl, and the Wildlife Resources Commission is urging duck hunters to wear proper water safety equipment. Hypothermia is one of the top causes of death nationally for waterfowl hunters, along with drowning. Make sure someone knows where you're hunting, wear a PFD, dress warmly, and always obey all hunting laws. We also only have a week left for deer and bear season. Big game hunters should always wear a safety orange cap, hat, or jacket, or other outer garment. Remember not to enter land without permission for any reason, even to recover dogs, because that's against the law. All you got to do is ask permission. Starting January 11th, Make Heaven Crowded Ministries will host a community-wide ladies' Bible study inside Candlewood Farms Coffee and Bakery at 721 South Madison Street in Wifeville. That's across the street from Mercantile on Madison. There'll be Bible study, good food, coffee, and fellowship from 9 until 10 a.m. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas, this is Jefferson Weaver.